Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Dillashaw is here, too. Jeffrey is a young man I've known since, as I said earlier, since he was knee-high to a grasshopper, and I saw a lot of promise in him when I first met him. I just was looking forward to the channel, to seeing how he was going to channel all that intelligence and all that energy. And I think now we've waited long enough. We've kind of got that. In the meantime, he's written at least two books, and he has founded a nonprofit that has a global perspective, and I wanted him to join us and talk to us about that. He's the steward of the Thrive Project, and he's my good friend, and soon to be yours, Jeffrey Dillashaw. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, I should say.
Hey, Jim. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you. Yeah, no, Jeff's been on the show at least once, maybe twice before over the years. Jeff, it's good to have you back. Okay, so...
Well, I'm part of the Brain Trust, Jim.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, Jeffrey...
Well, you gave me an interesting jump-off point, Jim. You said that the Thrive Project was a nonprofit, and just for the technicality's sake, I got to correct you. The Church of All, which is just two ideas, is actually the real 501c3 registered with the U.S.
government. Okay, so the Thrive is part of the Church of All?
No, not at all. They are wholly and separate ideas. The Thrive Project is a project by, for, and of humanity to move us towards symbiosis in nature. To end poverty once and for all.
Okay, but you're talking to a business community, Jeffrey. So we need to help us out. It is by its structure a nonprofit.
It is by its
legal structure a nonprofit.
A legal structure. It's akin to a nonprofit in an open source.
What does the IRS call you, Jeffrey?
They would say probably more like crowdsourcing.
Okay. All right.
Because it's a new concept. It's I guess you could put it more like the Works Project, like remember the ABCs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there an economic development project?
Does this entity have expenses?
Oh yeah.
Does it have income?
Nope.
No income. Only expenses, huh?
Well, the idea is that this is something that humanity would do once for itself, and then go home and live and enjoy and create small businesses and do amazing things with them, and you know, turn the world, be the continent that all of the
so now when you talk like that to business people, that sounds like you're a little bit out there, Jeffrey.
Well, business people,
how do you tell your story
business
to people?
Wait a minute, Jeffrey.
I ask the questions, you give the answers, okay? So how do you, when you're talking to a business community, when you're talking to people who would be able to help you, how do you talk to them about your idea, which I think you're onto something, but how do you convert the way you think of it as into the way people, say, in the marketplace would think of it?
The beauty of the idea is as such, that it is a model of 100% consensus through which action is applied. And through that open discussion is found to be in the most correct way that everyone would be happy with once it's built. Therefore, it is not I who is trying to bring people into my idea. It is I who is trying to bring people together in order to form a larger-than-self idea. So everyone's opinion is not only mattering, but they're participating meaningfully. Therefore, the end result is something they own and something they want.
Okay.
And once you get the whole world in that fold, then we are creating a positive feedback loop. For all of us.
What is the objective of Thrive?
Well, it's actually an acronym. It stands for the Total Human Realization in the Vehicle of Evolution. Because right now we're starting to affect the evolution of our species and others, and possibly the planet, that's up for debate. But, you know, killing off 40% of the vertebrates in a century, that's definitely affecting evolution and the cycles on Earth, and we're starting to affect a little further out from that. So we need to start... like Spider-Man in the comic, becoming responsible with this new power. And if we don't, it seems like we might end ourselves before we get a chance to.
People have been talking about this for a long time.
Absolutely. But the how is missing. That's what's missing. No one talks about how.
Right.
How do we actually go about doing this? What are the steps a person, sitting at their store counter looking at the register and wondering, why isn't it a larger number?
That's the reason why I'm, those are the people that I, who I talk to. They're the people I, who I think matter. They're the largest constituency that you could have across the planet, business owners, small business owners, the larger, in the marketplace at least. And so, so what I want to make sure we do is that we talk to them about what you're working on in a way that, that makes sense to them.
Well, like I always say, those people, not just their businesses, but they themselves, the individuals and their groupings and their networkings, are the literal continent upon which economies stand. And without positive, these feedback loops that are positive, that, that enrich the cycle at every different turn,
right.
Without those, this whole system falls apart, like ancient Rome or today. It doesn't make a difference what time or what technology we have. This is, you know, social evolution or revolution 101. The key thing for people to know now in terms of running small businesses, in terms of if the Thrive Project begins to exist, is that coming soon will be Internet 2.0, an always-on, free-for-all-for-life creativity.
Well, Internet 2.0, Internet 2.0 is already, well, very mature.
Internet 3.0.
You're more like, you're moving to Internet 3.0. But all right, so let me ask you a question. If somebody wanted to learn more about Thrive, where would they go to do that?
You don't. There isn't anywhere to go.
There's no website.
There's no Twitter, there's no website, there's no book.
And why is that?
Because this is supposed to be something that's intended to be done. Not something that's supposed to be talked about.
Well, here's something to remember, Jeffrey. The future, when you talked about internet, you brought the term the internet into play. The future of all entities, profit, for profit, non profit, even ones like yours, is building community, getting the message mm-hmm. out. And, you know, you have to be able to build a community. If you want the Thrive Project to survive, you've got to be able to build community.
Oh, I definitely want to build community, but not for the Thrive Project to survive. Thrive is quite further down the line from surviving. We want to thrive. We want to expand in
right.
a way that is good for all, great for all. So I don't... People go, oh, well, are you okay with people with nice cars? And it's like, I want everyone to have whatever they want. And I want that to happen in a way that doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
And I want us to build that world. And the beauty is after all this research I've done, I've come to this conclusion. It's very simple. We're capable of it. And in the last 10 years, small business owners and people around the world have donated over $10 trillion to charity. And the math comes in simply, even after corruption and graft and paychecks. We've donated more than enough to end poverty already.
Jeffrey, hold on to that. Hold on to that thought. I've got to take a quick break. I'm going to ask Jeffrey about that research after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.